Blog Talk Radio.
Dr. Jewel here, sending you and all of my Balanced Brain listeners lots of love. I am so excited about this redesigned series of brain balancing radio programs you'll be hearing. Over the years, we've created a treasure trove of incredible broadcasts containing gems of how to utilize your growing brain presently and throughout your future. In this series of shows, you'll be listening to the best of Dr. Jewel's brain balancing programs recorded some time ago. They are packed with vital and relevant information necessary to support you to easily navigate through the coming days of persistent change and an ever-changing environment. These broadcasts you'll find to be vital to assist you to get the most from your evolving brain. This information, as applied, will ensure that your future will be all that you can image it to be. Relax. Listen well. Hook me into your automobile speaker or into your headsets attached to your smartphones and digest these wonderful nuggets of knowledge and wisdom that supports your brain to create the life you want to live. Enjoy.
Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Dr. Jewel's Brain Balancing Program and more with your host, physician and surgeon, microbiologist, preventive medicine and hygiene physician, and Surgeon General, Dr. Jewel Pogo. Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Thank you so much, Ms. Cindy Blackman Santana.
And thank you for the honor of this interview and being able to talk about the balancing program. I'm really, you know, I think Dr. Jewel is amazing, and it's an honor to study from her and to know her and to learn from her. I believe that when you balance yourself, that it just increases exponentially, you know. At least I've noticed that for me. And it makes you more efficient. I am a drummer. I compose. And I also sing. My main instrument is drums, and I've been playing since I was probably, I don't know, 2 or 3 years old, you know, since very young, so all of my life. I would say that, you know, since balancing, again, my awareness is more heightened in terms of my hearing, the music, and what I'm hearing in the music. As well, the way that I focus in on the music, because of the general height level of focus that I've gained from balancing, that has also helped. I do find as well that I'm probably more, I would say, relaxed when I play. Performing, I don't know if I will ever get rid of the pre-performance jitters you know, for wanting to bring about, you know, the highest and most loving energy. You know, so I've gone through that. Oh, am I going to bring that tonight? You know.
Okay.
But I would say that since balancing, I don't really ask myself that question anymore because I already know. You know, I already know that my existence is bringing that because of who I am, and that has certainly been helped by the brain balancing program and by balancing on these symbols. I've heard Dr. Jewel say this many, many times. My brain was becoming balanced, and once it became balanced, then I understood her words even more. We need people with balanced brains. We need people who are functioning at the highest level that they can function.
Yeah,
so get to balancing, y'all. It's a thing.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Greetings, everyone. How are you? And thank you so much for paying attention. I could hear all of you really listening to what Ms. Drumsmith, Cynthia, Blackman Santana had to say about what she's been able to do with her brain. And I tell you, it makes such a difference. We're in a very interesting, as they would say, pickle right now, because we've been very sluggish, felt in ourselves, simply allowed a small group of people to get busy overusing their brain and sharing with us their invention, the radio and the TV and the microwave and the cell phone. And now we have the internet. Now we're going digital with much more intense exposure to the electromagnetic spectrum in a way that we had not prepared ourselves for. We had not prepared ourselves for this. Operation has, over time, given us serious problems that if you're not a science historian, you will not see the direct indication between what has happened to us here on planet Earth as we have exposed ourselves to more of the electromagnetic spectrum through our science and research, but we have not internalized what we need to do to prepare ourselves to interact with the electromagnetic spectrum at the new level that we are considering and contemplating. Now, Madame Curie, remember Madame Curie? Madame Curie, she was the researcher, the scientist that identified X-ray radiation. And she didn't know much about it, and she observed it and was interacting with it, and to the extent that she could comprehend, she did the research. She perceived that she had the capabilities and the technologies to interact with. But again, discovery was her demise. The front was new information. We know now that there's more energy in light than what we perceived. Most of us are still under the impression that bright light, what we perceive as sunlight, white light, is light. No, everything is light. Everything. So Madame Curie, and we'll go down the list here, was one of the scientists, individuals that recognized that this small aspect of the electromagnetic spectrum that we call white light or visual light is a very, very small aspect of the energy field that we are constantly existing within. But we did not know that there was more forms of light that are beyond the perception of our brain for most of us. And this is what Madame Curie was able to identify, but she did not understand that her tissues had not been prepared to interact directly with this level of light, which the term also used is radiation. And many of you get confused, radiation and light, because they're the same thing. Usually when we're talking about radiation, though, we're talking about just one aspect of the light, which is infinite and it has many, many, many parameters, frequencies within itself. This is what we're going to have to grow up upon. And I'm asking each and every one of you to make a commitment that you're not going to get caught again with literally your nervous system's pants down, because you're going to take the time now to develop your nervous system that you can handle the light that you live within. Yes, now I want you to get clear on what I'm telling you, because we've been moaning and groaning. Here we had Madame Curie, you know, her inability to handle radiation as she interacted with it destroyed her tissues. Now, when that kind of exposure to this amount of high-frequency light happens to millions of people at the same time, it creates what we call an epidemic, a pandemic. Oh, yeah, that's correct. So she was just one person who inappropriately was exposed to a very high amount of the light, of radiation. And her tissues died so rapidly. And as they kind of literally kind of explode, the DNA that's released from her tissues really didn't, as we know of it, wasn't recorded in her story that it affected other individuals. But as we've gone through the history here and looked at what happens when we have these pandemics, these epidemics, and it's very interesting because many scientists, but they're not well known, knew exactly what was happening with this. Now, Rudolf Steiner, very astute European German scientist, the Anthropomorphologic Society, Anthropophology. Rudolf Steiner, look him up, was very clear about the fact that when the electromagnetic field of a space, and in this case, planet Earth, normally is in a magnetic field. The surface around the entire Earth is predominantly magnetic. And when that magnetic field abruptly is shifted with more light and especially more electrified light, it literally stimulates the death of many, many living organisms. How? Because the shift in the vibratory rate of their tissues could not, in such a short period of time, spontaneously make the adjustment to raise their frequency to vibrate at the frequency of the new energies that they were exposed to. Cause the nervous system of the cells of these living organisms was not developed and capable of interacting with this level of energy, radiation, the tissues begin to die. And in the process of doing that, the cells, first thing they want to do is eliminate the poisons. That's part of what a cell who's sick wants to do. It's called detoxification. And so the detoxifying of the tissues with dead debris, as well as the poison that caused the tissue to move into a diseased, underfunctional state, as well as parts of the integrity of the cell itself. It's a DNA, Golgi apparatus. It's many other nuclear bodies is also incorporated in these clumps of debris that have been isolated by the attempting immune system to bring order back to the system. So it's interesting. I've done some investigation here on the origin of, quote, viruses, unquote, because they're not like a completely autonomous living cell. They are an excretion of genetic material that has the capacity to reside in the system, in the body of another organism, and if it can absorb enough energy, will replicate its genetic content in that new location, which happens to be what we call the host. So if you inhale this dying cell that still have some of their genetic software programs intact, they will immediately go into survival mode and attempt to use the energy, such as the warmth, the fluid, the nutrients in the host to sustain itself. So here we go into a survival combative state with a dying organism that's trying to survive that was organism that was poisoned. How about that? Was poisoned. Abruptly poisoned by what? Inappropriate exposure to light, radiation that the tissues had not matured to handle. Profound and very important, because this is what I described, the backside of the coronavirus. The backside of it. So most people are not aware of the fact that this waste excretion from cells that have been poisoned by high amounts of the electromagnetic spectrum, quote, radiation, is what we have a problem with. So when they talk about the fact that, okay, we are seeing that if you track this organism here, cells that were released from an individual who was poisoned, individual is exposed to an exceptional amount of radiation. So you're asking me, well, what kind of radiation? Well, look at the history here. Our first pandemic, and they've talked about this, that we've recorded here recently, in 1918. Okay, why was that pandemic so devastating? Well, what happened in 1918? This is when the Earth, as a matter of fact, they did it the year before. They wired the entire Earth in the Western world to be able to broadcast radio waves. So many people on planet Earth had not been exposed to radio waves, and not for any distance and for any length of time. So now they had radio waves, radio towers, etc., put all around the Earth so that submarines, airplanes, etc., could begin to communicate. The average human being was not prepared to be able to tolerate that new level of energy, new level of light on a regular basis. So therefore, the tissues became diseased. These individuals went into a reaction via radiation. Very early, slow progressing symptoms of radiation poisoning. Not as severe as what you would see at the time of the atomic bomb blast, because these people are out almost instantly. But this occurs over weeks. And this is their own tissue trying to evacuate the internal organs. See, every cell has its own organs. We call it organelles. These internal organs that have been severely damaged or literally have been destroyed, the cell tries to excrete that. And, of course, the DNA is in the middle of the cell, the archive, that is also dismantled, and parts of it are also excreted in the little
viruses are from human tissue. It's not just something that just manifests. It's the humans that make the viruses. Isn't that interesting? So what was labeled as the 1918 pandemic of influenza exposure to radio waves worldwide that immediately shifted the electromagnetic field of planet Earth. The surface of planet Earth was immediately shifted when all of those towers were laid all around the world and the switch was flipped. When they flipped the switch, days later, now we get these severe reactions in a large number of people. So it looks as though people are spreading something. Okay. Now, I haven't been in the laboratory in a while, so I'm not necessarily on top of the new procedures, et cetera. But we do know that organisms can survive. That's one thing about biological life that's amazing. It can survive if it's given half of a chance. So if we take secretions from a person whose tissues are in the stages of detoxifying, those tissues, if they get the proper environment and nutrients, will begin to what? Propagate and rebuild themselves. This many times is what we're seeing, and this is the issue again. When the nervous system is not completely developed in an organism, communication between every cell, each cluster of cells, organs, systems is poor. And so therefore, the lymphatic system is lost a main method of communicating with all the other organs and tissues of the body when a large number of tissues are detoxifying at the same time. Now, many of you may say, oh, I don't really understand what she's talking about. What does that have to do with what we're doing now? Well, let's look at another example. What happened during World War II, 1941? This was the first time that the world was exposed to what? Radiation. Radiation. So what did we do? Okay, we put radar discs, okay, all around the world. And guess what? We had another pandemic, another epidemic here. So they wanted to label that as a form of influenza. And, of course, as they said, we got over it, and our tissues were finally able to heal. But those individuals whose tissues couldn't make the adjustment because the nervous system was so underdeveloped, they died. Now, why do I keep saying to you the nervous system of these individuals is underdeveloped? Every cell in your body has a brain. So your body is made out of septillions of cells, and they're all connected by a wiring system that we call the central nervous system with its branches known as the peripheral nervous system. And every cell in your body is wrapped in from the nervous system. And most people don't know that. They just think of, oh, I have a nerve that goes to my finger and to my toe or whatever. Those nerves even bifurcate, and they actually refine themselves to such an extent that every cell has its own brain, and that brain is known as, guess what? The membrane. The membrane of every cell is its nervous system. Inside the cell are the miniature organs that do the work to keep the cell alive, fed, cleaned, etc. And also, there is an archive in the cell so that the cell always has access to information, software programs,
so that it will be able to carry out and complete a process to sustain its own life. And this archive is known as its DNA. Okay? That's software programs in the form of what? Information in the form of what? Light that is encoded on a protein base.
So that's what DNA is. DNA is light.
They can't live on their own, but if they are put in the proper environment, they will regenerate themselves, continue their process,
attempt to heal. Those are the more precise descriptions of what a virus can do. But this is not what we're told, because when these changes in the electromagnetic field of our planet, of Earth, are instituted, you're never informed about this until after it's done. And they definitely don't tell you it's going to be a reaction, because we hardwired the Earth for radio waves now. Then we hardwired the Earth for radar. You know, radar is part of the radio wave spectrum of the electromagnetic spectrum, but these travel much, much, much faster. So there was never the direct teachings to let us know that as we begin to expose ourselves to much more of the electromagnetic spectrum, we didn't have a nervous system that was developed to be able to tolerate this new energy continuously. And it's the continued exposure that gives us the problems. Now, we had another cataclysm that happened. That was in 1968. And that's when we literally got into Hong Kong flu. Yeah. So the Hong Kong flu again, what happened? What did we do there? Burgeoning of putting satellites all around the Earth. We have a field around the Earth that protects us from a lot of the very intense forms of light coming in from other planets in our solar system, the moon, the sun, and that's known as the Van Allen Belt. And what the Van Allen Belt does, it buffers us. It buffers the energies coming up from the Earth itself, from the moon to the Earth, from the sun to the Earth, so that it keeps all of this light at a vibratory speed that our nervous system can tolerate and grow to be able over time to interact with. So when there are sudden bursts of energies where more of the electromagnetic spectrum is allowed to come into contact with the Earth, most humans and many of the animals cannot accommodate this instant severe rise in the amount of light that we're exposed to, because the nervous system hasn't matured to accommodate it. We had a breakout here, a pandemic, World War One here with the radar, then now 1968 with the satellites, now disturbing the Van Allen Belt. So much light now is coming to Earth because literally the satellites put holes in the Van Allen Belt, so it can't buffer and integrate the light at the level that it could in the past. And now we have our 5G. And many, many cities have been wired all around the world to be able to transact this amount of the electromagnetic spectrum very rapidly. But the towers are literally responsible for making sure that it gets around the world, so that if I make a call or you make a call, it's a relay system that is hooked up. Everyone underneath it and around it now is exposed to this very fast, high-grade amount of radiation that their nervous system hasn't been groomed to tolerate. So we saw the first activities of this done in China, Wuhan, the whole city was wired for 5G. 6.5 to 7 million people lived there, and boom, they just flipped the switch. And 2 weeks later, everybody started falling sick, very sick, very sick. Blood vessels were rupturing. I'm telling you, this was like many atomic bomb. And so if you go and look up the signs and symptoms of radiation sickness, the COVID virus is a very, very mild form of radiation sickness. Because the tissues are dying so fast because they can't accommodate vibrating at the new rate of vibration that the environment demands for them to stay in harmony with the environment. The environment now we're talking about is Earth. And so with the energies increasing from the Earth, we've got artificial grids. Now we've got 5G bombarding us everywhere in combination with your cell phones. There was a reaction to that. Combination with the microwave. Remember the microwave issues? And now we have this 5G. Our nervous system hasn't matured. It hasn't grown. The brain of the cells have not matured to be able to handle this level of radiation. And so what are you going to do? Well, let's talk about that after this message. I'll be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
That's right. Our source is a neuron. So if you're just tuning in, we're talking about the front and the back of the COVID virus. I tell you, it's really something. And unlike all the other pandemics we've had, this one is going to demand, and it is demanding, that we do something very different that we haven't done before. And that is what? To take the time and look at what you need to do to complete the growth and development of your physical body. We've constantly, over all these decades, been told, oh, you need to buy this, or you need to have that, or get this phone, or get this car, or whatever. What have they ever told you about what do you need to do to evolve your evolution? You're constantly told, oh, you need a car that, you know, is fuel injected down. You can't use the the little things that sit on the car. You can't use that now. You have to have fuel injected carburetors. So you can't use carburetors. You need fuel injection now. So now they're telling us we need to go to electric. And within the next maybe 24 months, they'll tell you that now you need to go to blue gas. So we've got something totally different. But the point is, there'll be very few cars that'll be running off of the cerebral spinal fluid of Mother Earth, which is known as oil, crude oil or engine. Now we're going to use a higher type of fuel beyond fuel injected, blue gas, et cetera. And are you prepared to interact with this new level of vibration called your society? We know that we're not doing well. Why? So many people are depressed. So many people are having memory loss. So many people are dealing with fear, anxiety, insecurity. And what is that all telling us? It's telling us that our nervous systems are not growing at the rate needed to process the amount of information. What is information? Information is light. They're not connecting the dots for you. Light is information. Information is light. So you've been exposed to all this information, but you haven't
ruled a nervous system that can process the light aspect of the information. They're together. Light and information come together. So if you don't recognize that you are dealing with light, then that's because you have not been taught properly about your environment, and most of us have not. So how am I able to now deal with the information properly when I haven't groomed my nervous system that allows me to deal with information, which is also light? Very interesting. We have a system in our body known as the microtubule system. The microtubule system is the mother of the fiber optic system. So any of you that are electricians or electrical engineers or you're into, quote, high tech, you know that the fiber optic system allows you to take different frequencies of light and move them together to move a cable. And depending upon what technology you want to activate, fibers in the cable is hooked on to that particular technology. Another type of fiber in the same cable but carries a different level of power and information is hooked on to the technology that needs that level of light and information. And so that's why the fiber optic system allows us to be able to have five different parameters of information projected on the same TV screen. Why we can basically see TVs and then hear music and all these different things going on at the same time in one room because of fiber optic additional and an innate part of, guess what, the human cell. Why didn't anybody teach you that about your fiber optic system for all the cells in your body? Why haven't you been taught how to make sure that each one of those fibers in your cable fiber optic system is fully activated and capable of channeling the energy necessary for certain software programs, technologies in your tissues to run smoothly and to be able to even be activated and turned on? Why hasn't this technology been taught to you, exception of where it comes from? You are the mother, father, source for all technology. Your laptop computer, the average one, equals capabilities of 1 to 1.5 neurons in your brain. You have 80 billion neurons in your brain. 80. And a good laptop is capable to equal 1 to 1.5 neurons. Not 100,000, not 1 million, not 10 million, not 1 billion, just one kind of correlation and integration between you and you interacting to the exteriorization of your own technology has never been taught to you. And so it keeps you, what, totally ignorant of who you are, what you are, how you operate, and it keeps you in a position of thinking that you're perhaps inadequate, understaffed, technologies and equipment, et cetera, when you are everything. And these are just augmentations and exteriorizations of your own technology. And you're not being taught this. I think it's very interesting now, the level of science that they want to teach to the children, STEM, you know, science, mathematics, environment, energy. They're preparing them to be able to interact with other beings who have this basic information about themselves. They've been here for a long time. I will talk about this later on. I'm looking at a book right now, The Challenge of Contact. And it's a whole discussion on what is going to have to happen to you for you to be able to interact with beings that know more of their anatomy. They know more about their physiology. They know how to interact with light to a much greater degree than you. So they don't have these kind of plague reactions because they understand that it's all about what? Change to vibrate to the information and the amount of energy that you are in or that you want to master. And as you know, our society has been quite repressive. It's not supporting you to change. And this was also done for a reason. When it's necessary for you to change, you have to change. Oh, yes, you do. No need of you having an intellectual discussion with me about it, because guess what? If you don't exhale in the next couple of minutes and inhale again, which is all about change activities, you're not going to be able to continue to listen to the show or drive home or do anything because you wouldn't change. You have to change. That is the law for having a physical body. And that's not brought to your attention, even though you have to execute breathing at least 75 times a minute. That's just how you have to change to be able to stay here, to hear me, to interact with anything that you're interested in. So this whole idea of we're having the perception that we want to be rigid, that we don't want to communicate, don't want to interact with other people, it is definitely the death of a civilization, because this is now not how life works on this planet. But let's travel a little more here with this COVID-D virus here. They are informing you that you need to stay away from other people. So the question is, are they carrying the virus? Well, we don't know. Around that are totally full of the virus, but they have no symptoms. Well, how do you know that? Well, that's because when we test them, the virus grows from their excrement that we get out of their throat and nasal passage. But you can't explain why they are asymptomatic. And then we have people who basically are tested and, you know, they're dead in the next 3 to 4 days. Well, how could that be? Why did they deteriorate so fast? Don't have answers for that. We're just trying to keep up and take care of the body and make sure as many people can get through this as possible. That's what you're told. No information about your nervous system. No information about what has really happened here on planet Earth. They are not telling you about how this 5G triggered this abrupt reaction to being exposed to a tremendous amount of the electromagnetic spectrum in such a short period of time. Just like when we were exposed to the world now communicating through satellite. Radar was put on the Earth here for our towers. That was a problem for us. With radio now being wired around the Earth, all of that is problems for us. Why? Because we were never groomed to be able to interact with these new frequencies of energy, because it was not about grooming us for it. It was about the corporation putting their product out. Of course, they give us 2 or 3 months, maybe even 6 months to groom us and let us know that, oh, this new product is coming out, this new energy is going to be available to you, the microwave, the cell phone. So maybe it's coming up around Christmas. Maybe it's a new thing that's coming out for Mother's Day. You being able to afford it, to pay for it, you get no type of support, no type of grooming to prepare the body for the new energies that you're exposed to. So it's time now that we stop being so naive about the fact that anything you bring new into your environment, your whole body and every cell in it is going to have to adjust. we have to start asking for where's the information for us to be able to adjust to the energies that Alexa is bringing into your home. Do you know what that thing does? Do you know what's in it? Radiation and new energy it's releasing. And how is your nervous system going to deal with somebody that's constantly dictating to them and telling them about all these different things? Are you having a discussion with your nervous system? Let them know that we have a talking resource here now. And when we ask questions or we want to know something, it's going to be talking to us to let us know, based on who programmed it, what is available in the program. You have to understand now that Alexas and all these other talking robots only know what they were built to know. They don't know everything in any manner. And their reference for what they share with you is just that, a reference. So you can know then Alexa and Siri, but you've never been told that. So again, here you are getting built into a little box. It's a little box now supposed to be able to tell you the things that you think that you want to know. So it's just a back and forth with a limited mind and brain getting more parcels of information, but nothing really outstanding to prepare your brain to be able to expand and polarize your world to find out as much as you choose to about it. What am I saying to you? I'm saying to you that you have just been upgraded. You've been upgraded by 5G. And this 5G now that we have to accommodate and adjust to, that's why they keep telling you, oh, it's going to disappear one day. And, oh, you know, you'll get over it and you'll be fine. Just like cell phone, just like microwave, you know, infrared, ultrasound, you're going to adjust to it. And the answer is yes, you are. But did you have to basically lose your loved one to adjust to it? It's the one that had exposed to you that this is actually an aspect of yourself that you were adjusting to, but that your educational system did not basically tell you from the beginning who you were. You are light. You have a body of light that's composed of all of these energies, obviously to a much smaller amount based on what? The development of your nervous system. So if I want to be able to interact more with the ultraviolet aspect of myself, because yes, you are made of ultraviolet light, so then why do I have to have glasses that are tinted to block out my ultraviolet aspect of myself? I'm built from ultraviolet. So why do you tint the glasses so that I don't get as much ultraviolet that I am composed of? The questions you have to ask, because if you are walking around in a light body, and you are, that's composed of all of these wavelengths of light to a greater or lesser degree, why can't you utilize that energy and call it forth like the Incredible Hulk? Remember what he did? Exposed himself, just like Madame Curie, to all this radiation in his laboratory. But did he die from it? Unfortunately, unlike Madame Curie, he was able to do what? Change. And because he was able to change, he was able to work with the power, the amount of energy and information that that new element imparted to his tissue. So now it's for us to decide if we have issues with somebody evolving very rapidly in front of your eyeballs from 5 feet, 11 inches tall to someone who's 12 feet tall and who basically is weighing probably 700 or 800 pounds, huge hulk of tissue. Seems to be quite agitated most of the time, but yet and still very intelligent. So instead of his tissue dying and excreting into the air the poisons that tissue to become ill, diseased, the tissues were able to eat it up, to soak it up, and to expand. He had a fully developed nervous system
the microtubule system, the fiber optic cable system, was developed enough in him where he could handle that kind of energy. This is the story of the X-Men and the X-Women, the adventures, all of these people. They are showing you that you have the capacity to accommodate to these new levels of energy. And we're going to have to continue to do that. But as we've learned in the past, communicate with each other. And we have to make sure that the producers of products that we allow to produce products that we may want, they have to inform us about what they're doing, how they're creating it, and they have to prepare us to be able to interact with that product. Now, don't act like you don't know what I'm saying to you, because you know right away. You get a new product, the first thing you do, is it intact, nothing's broken off of it? The next thing you look for is what? The owner's manual. That is the corporation's way of preparing you and grooming you to be able to interact safely, healthily with the energy and the information that that product, see how the information that is light is flowing around you and not allow it to disarticulate you and segment you until you bring about your own destruction of your own tissue. Now, we are connected energetically to each other. So somebody's physical body being 6 feet away from me in no way disconnects me from that person. I can look at that person and smile behind my mask and they can see it, because I can send my thoughts from my eyes to that person, their energies back as a smile. Or if they're not interested, they won't even look. They'll just turn their head and move on. We are always communicating, so do not allow anyone to confuse you and make you think that you are not connected to everything, and that because you don't have access to a person's body, in no way severs your relationship with them, because we are primarily light. Our physical body is just 1/5 of all of what we're composed of. We have many energy bodies, our emotional body, our mental body, our will, the spiritual body, and the very essence of the cosmos that we are. So the physical body is just one aspect of that. So not being able to touch a person's physical body has nothing to do with you being disconnected from them. That is not true, and I want to make sure you understand that so you don't ease to your energy bodies and force your own brain to make the poisons from these ignorant thoughts, because the brain has to translate all of your thoughts so that the physical body can know what the mind was thinking. And those are that's a poisonous neuropeptide that the body has to tolerate, because you and your mind are thinking that because you can't touch a person's body that you're now disconnected from them. That's not true. So I really have not liked how this whole pandemic episode has been handled. And all of the previous pandemics, they continuously keep the public, they keep us in ignorance, not telling us the truth about what's really going on here. But we all have to live the consequences of this. And so I say that all lives matter. Black, white, Asian, whatever you want to be, they all matter, which is why we must have full disclosure, full discussion, full education about what we are, who we are, what you're doing in these labs and hospital systems, etc., relative to who we are attempting to create products in our behalf. We're not having it anymore. And you have to have that attitude. You are the greatest tool, the greatest mechanism on this planet, each and every one of us. And no one has the right to assume that because they have a paper currency, which many of you still think it's money, it's not, it's just paper currency, or a high credit score, that that is significant enough for them to have dominance over you, and that they are in any way better than you are. That's ridiculous. The key here is information, and information is light. So if you don't know how to handle the 5G radiation, now that's a problem, because that's light and that's information that you must learn how to accommodate, because it's going to be here. Go up and down the expressways. They didn't put all those 5G towers there for no reason. They're not going to come down soon. So how are you going to adjust to the 5G? Well, Jewel University of Immortal Sciences has the answer. We have the technology to advance your nervous system so that the fiber optic system in every cell of your body will mature and will be able to handle that energy. And what's so great about it, you don't have to take a pill, you don't have to get a shot, you don't have to do anything except put the architectural templates in front of your eyeballs, known as geometry, and the brain, your own brain, will do the rest. It will grow on its own if you give it the proper stimulus. So this is so important for you. It's time to invest in yourself. No more gadgets, no more little trinkets. You don't need another car. You need information. So contact them. Support at JUIS.education. So thank you for calling in. Listen to this show again, because this is the front and the back side of the Corona C19 virus. And you're in the middle. Take control. Take control. It's the life issue. I love you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. Join Dr. Jewel here each Monday at 5 p.m. on the Jewel Network, hosted by thejewelnetwork.com and Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living, Jewess. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your email to info@thejewelnetwork.net. Thank you. This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Jewels. This broadcast in its entirety, nor any part of this broadcast, can be reproduced, copied, transcribed, placed in podcast format, placed into MP3 format, or suspended on any internet digital location without express permission from the House of Jewels, Washington State, USA. To reproduce or suspend this broadcast in any digital location other than the Jewel Network is prohibited, and legal proceedings will follow accordingly. Thank you for listening.